So the baby, you know, she's healthy. This great, like, most good. Important thing.
Yeah.
Hitting all the different, like, the milestones at this point, like a few weeks.
She do jumping jacks?
Yeah, she does. She does
like a modified, like,
yes. She does, like, she needs to kind of like be propped up against like a special board,
right? Like
to stand her
like
up.
One of those gymnastics, like springboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she starts doing jumping jacks on the ground, and then we kind of bounce her off the springboard, and so she's like standing up for
shoots back, and yes. Yeah. That's good. I mean, that's
good. Great.
So it's a little early for that, even. I think.
So,
I mean,
like,
probably not supposed to do that till tomorrow.
So, like, that's really exciting.
I feel a butt coming.
You know, it's fine. It honestly is fine. We had sort of had a feeling about this from the very beginning, and
that's what she said.
About what?
I feel a butt coming.
Okay.
She, the proverbial she.
I know. Not like, you mean like not like the my baby?
Or yeah, or yeah. Any, you know, anyone in your house.
Right, okay. You know, she. We saw signs, and the pediatrician has confirmed that she has...
The nurse would have said that if it was a breech birth, huh?
I guess. I don't...
You know, because I'm using, you know, often they'll be like, I see the head, but, you know,
right.
if they're flipped, they would go.
They don't tell you. There's so much they don't tell you. That's right. The breech birth, it's not even the legs first. It's just a little butt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they're scrunched up. They're, yeah.
Yes. So she tested positive yesterday for being French. She is. A full-on French baby. You can get through that.
That's not the death sentence it used to be.
Yes.
Honestly, with the strides that they've made, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched Emily in Paris.
No, see,
but the way everyone has
been saying you got to watch this.
You can send women born in America mm-hmm. to France mm-hmm. and they can
just
not just survive but thrive.
They can
live a really not a normal life, a really full, exciting life that people watch and enjoy. And so I would say to you, obviously it's very scary to get that test mm-hmm. result. To get that diagnosis, and you're going, where did this come from? How could this happen to me?
Yeah.
My baby's so French.
Mm-hmm.
Our first word's going to be oui, oui, mon ami.
She's already,
is
so
she
I'll
say
tell
absolutely
you.
No.
She looks, this week has been tough. Just like knowing, like being like, is she? But like knowing that like she clearly is. The first, she goes to the grocery store every day.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, you know, just getting everything you need for like the week or whatever, she goes every day and is like, what am I having for dinner? You know, this is before she was talking. She looked at two nights ago, she looked at the titty and she said, Zoodalores. Zoodalore.
Yeah.
Zooby, and we're like, zoop. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And then she did it again. She said, I can hear on the I could hear something on the monitor for a couple days. And then I turn the volume up. And she's just saying, Je suis le grand bébé.
Yeah.
Over and over, Je suis le grand bébé.
Yeah, you're not the only, I don't want to out anyone, you're not the only friend of mine who's been
really?
Through this. And
Can you connect me with...
I'll throw you on a, I'll check with them to make sure they're comfortable, but I'll throw you on a text. You know, you guys can compare, like, you're not alone, and mm-hmm. honestly, like, it can be cute, you know, but it obviously can also be very alienating.
Mm-hmm.
you're not going to be able to go to normal schools or mm-hmm. do any
yeah,
stuff.
She, she's going to have to go to a lycée. It's Hollywood Handbook.
No, yes. That's what we're here to talk about.
Yes.
Thank you for opening up like that. But yeah, it's Hollywood Handbook.
It's a powerful show. We sit in our power here. We rest in power on this show.
We do.
We have something really exciting to get into. People, the fans, like people
maybe
around,
the opposite of exciting.
That's just so funny.
Maybe the
to
opposite
say.
Of exciting.
This is so funny to say.
Let's, shouldn't say that yet.
Let's talk about going to sleep. Going to sleep is one of the top five things for Americans to do. People love going to sleep in this town, and it's big business. Over $500,000 has been spent every year on just going to sleep.
Just sleep.
So we're going to help you go to sleep. Let's get started. And today, we're going to sleep.
It's not easy to go to sleep until now. And get out your pocketbook because we're going to get you to sleep. So to start out with, let's just me and Hayes will help you go to sleep.
That sounds like an amazing place to start, and let's get started. Because people have been having trouble going to sleep. They lie down, they put
the world now. Yes. I mean, look out the window.
The world is loud, and it
not
is
to use you as
bright
example,
outside.
There's your
my
baby's French.
French.
Like
yes,
we're not,
I know.
You know.
Yeah, I just thanks. I just stopped.
That's
going to
keep
for
me
freaking one
awake.
Second. Yes.
You know, because
and
that,
we were and so like I hate to get back to this, but we had planned on we were going to raise her Italian, of course. Yeah. We bought all the stuff. The nursery's like all decked out, the hanging
pizza
the,
dough.
The dried the sausage, pizza the yeah. pizza dough. And this and of course she like doesn't even look at it. She doesn't even look at the sausage.
Well, you had, I mean, I had gotten that sort of beautiful tapestry, like the embroidered that said y'all Calabrese for this one.
And I wish I could say that that had like, she looked at it and she said, pourquoi?
Don't tell
which
me.
Was brutal.
That was like a month of my life.
And so, and
just coming up with the phrase.
And we, in a per, we had sort of talked about the possibility of raising her bi Italian, which is, of course, bisexual Italian. That's completely off the table now.
No, you're never gonna bridge that gap.
And it's this stuff on the secondary market is basically worthless. We're finding, even though the salsich has aged really nicely.
Yeah, and look, you can't force these things. Like I obviously am not dealing with the. I don't want to compare our situations, but you know, I never planned on. I certainly never said like, hey, when I grow up, I want to raise a Scandinavian youth. And yet, you know, like our crib is a fjord, you know, my kid drives a Saab.
Oh my like, God.
But it's, quite but we're, we, but we're, you know, we're coping with it. It's expensive. You know, it's not cheap, but
it's crazy.
Yeah. But I've come to really respect. I know.
Absurd.
I know. No, it's most expensive baby. Yeah. But I'll say like I have a lot of respect for the design aesthetic of my baby. Okay. Like, you know, really top quality construction, but it is and safe. Really safe. But also, you know, it's not exciting and fun like an Italian
yes.
baby would be.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes. Everyone on Instagram posting these amazing Italian babies Yeah. You're just like, okay, well, not every, you know.
That's, yeah, that's an assault.
Yes. It's violence.
That's violence against me.
People in America, they love to go to sleep. Top five things to do is go to sleep. The fans have been having trouble going to sleep.
Pow! If, we're taking care of it.
What if they listen to our show? They go to sleep. So.
You want to sleep? Mm-hmm. Check out this show. We're doing You Go to Sleep and enjoy that. And we're going to start with that and starting now. And don't look outside. We know it's loud. We know that it's still bright out. We know it's only 3 p.m. That is not where you want to look. Where you look is inward, into your mind, where you're being visited by the sleepy fairies of Sandmans. And that is what it's from Hayes and I going to happen to you now.
So, Kevin, hit him with the before bedtime checklist, please.
Before bedtime checklist.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take your honey bath?
Mm.
It's two parts honey, one part nice bath.
Bath and sweet honey. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Sweet honey.
It's a 3-hour soak, so you better get in now.
Hot. And so
the nice thing is about sweet honey bath, it never goes bad. You know how how normal bath will just like get very stinky and like nasty?
Almost immediately.
Yes. Sweet honey bath is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I have a little surprise. I made each listener a quilt with solar panels. You have to let it charge during the day, but at night you can charge all of your devices on using the quilt. I have little USB cords on the outsides. Yes, it was expensive and it did take a while, but it is a beautiful solar panel quilt for each listener.
If we're getting to the device quilt already, did we forget to tell them to brush their one tooth?
Oh, that's right.
They have the one huge tooth hanging down.
Mm-hmm. Wide as all get out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so you have to
make sure. It's a big wide tooth, so get the edges.
Get all the parts of your one giant tooth.
Get the edges.
That's right in the middle.
Don't be afraid to get into the cave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even if you need a separate tool for that.
Yeah.
What I like to do is put a little bit of toothpaste onto the end of a toothpick and kind of go spelunking in there and get all up inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, rinse it out with just normal, you know, two parts hydrogen peroxide, one part coconut water, one part alcohol, your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And a sprig of mint, and just get that, you know, shaken up, and then put it in there and just leave it for, I mean, overnight if you want. It's not going to hurt anything. I wanted to say, like, as we start to help everyone fall asleep, which we've been doing. So I think it's helpful if we create kind of a mental image for them of what's happening. And so I'm going to take just a little space here to do that. Hey, buddy. You didn't sleep? Hey, check this out. Imagine I'm doing podcasts just for you. And you're in your bed. I'm there in your room. If you have a nightstand or something, or even just like a stool or an old shoebox that you use as a nightstand. Go ahead and imagine that I'm really tiny and that I live in the shoebox during the day, and that when it's time to go to sleep at night, I crawl out and I set up my little microphone and I do a podcast right near your pillow, and I'm small.
Wow, that's really nice.
Yeah.
If I could also take a little space,
please,
to just sort of create a mental image for them.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
You're ready to go to sleep. Imagine that I am your pillow. My face is spread out all over your pillow. My face is kind of in the center. My eyes are open. I'm waiting for you. I have hair. The top of the pillow has hair. And has a neck. And you put your head down on the pillow. And I'm kissing you. I'm kissing you now.
Yeah, and Tiny Me is kissing as well. I'm obviously giving little tiny kisses.
And you're doing a podcast about kissing.
Just about goodnight.
The person listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever you are. Mm-hmm. I know it's not easy to go to sleep without a goodnight kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So have a few dozen of them, tiny mm-hmm. ones, all around the sort of crown of your head.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you are a king or queen or whatever. And it's an honor for my tiny self to get out of my shoebox and give a little tiny kisses all over. And I don't mean to call it a shoebox all the time. It's your nightstand, obviously. And so,
Did you get all the way through the before bed? I think.
Is the checklist over? Or I feel like there was only one or two items on there.
Next thing on the checklist, turn your humidifiers up all the way. Mm-hmm. We want mm-hmm. the rainforest in this piece.
Mm-hmm. It's time to make dank bed. The bed should give off just a little puff of moisture just as you fall into it. The ceiling should be dripping on you. It's really nice and warm. Drips.
Well, let's make it rain. I mean,
please don't mind my drip.
Yeah. Please don't mind my drip. I came to make it rain. Yeah, you're going to want, obviously, part of the bedtime checklist is put all of your clothes and everything into plastic bags, into garbage mm-hmm. bags, so that you can put on dry clothes tomorrow, mm-hmm. because the room will be soaked.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to turn the humidifier all the way up. This mm-hmm. one goes to 11.
You open your eyes in the middle of the night, and little Sean, who's tiny, is like paddling past your bed in a rowboat.
Oh, don't mind me. Just using a matchstick to paddle this little mm-hmm. empty raisin box down past your head.
And did we remember? Like, I don't want to just like get into bed without doing this. Did we tell them to just like stand in the shower and pee?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Get in. Yes. No, thank you. Get in the shower. Don't turn it on, but just,
yep, just start peeing.
Just pee. And please, because we are trying to get relaxed before bed. Mm-hmm. Don't like touch it. Just.
Yes. That's the way to do it before bed. If I pee in the toilet before it's time for bed, I flush the toilet. It makes it one of the loudest noises of all time. Oh! I'm trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
Stand in the shower and just start peeing is almost completely silent.
Yeah.
It's better for the different turtles.
Yeah, it heals the turtle nation. And it's just more soothing. It's more relaxing for you. A toilet flush will, if I'm that close to it, that I'm at the toilet, will keep me awake for sometimes mm-hmm. weeks on end.
Kev, anything else from before bed checklist?
We have to check in with your friends from high school you don't talk to anymore and mm-hmm. say,
what's up? Yeah, hope all's good.
Hope
about
you see
to sleep,
this.
But was thinking about
hey,
you.
Just about to go to bed,
almost asleep. You know, mm-hmm. Gonna lay down on my Hayes pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's expecting me, but Just wanted to check in, like, hey, remember algebra I'm just, class? I'm Do we even use that stuff?
I'm just looking patiently. There's the pillow. I'm just looking like, I'm licking my lips.
If you want to lucid dream, you sleep on your left side and then really quick move to the right. And listeners, you can thank me later.
You sleep on your left, and when do you really quickly move?
As you're falling, as you're drifting asleep, like right as you start to drool, when you get to the drool phase, move to the right really quick.
And now you're awake in your dream.
Yep.
Now you're awake in your dream. And listeners, you can thank me later.
And you can thank him later, listeners. Don't do it now. I mean.
And once that's happening, what do you do? I mean, you're. First of all, you don't have enough hands in your dream to do all the touching that you want. So the first thing that you're going to do if you're Kevin is you're going to grow a lot more arms and hands.
It's important to talk about, like, you know, people who aren't familiar with lucid dreaming, there are some little hacks you can do, not just to initiate it the way that Kevin said, but to confirm, okay, I am in a dream right now. So if you suspect you're in a lucid dream, there's things you've heard. It's difficult to adjust the light levels. What I'll do is go into my podcast app or even go onto a Patreon page and I will unsubscribe from Doughboys. If you are dreaming, it won't let you do it.
Yeah.
It'll give you like an error 404 page or something and say like, you know, request not processed. So that's how you're aware, like, oh, I'm in a dream and it's not, you know, it's not a good one. But you can make it good quick once you've put that together and you've gone like, okay, I'm unable to unsubscribe from Doughboys. So now I can go and like just do all the crazy shit. Like what Kevin does in his dreams is he grows a bunch of extra limbs.
Another thing I do, okay. I wear my nightly robe.
Yeah.
Just above the knees, very long in the sleeves.
Okay. So what's long? I mean, it's basically a race between the sleeves and the sleeveys and the knee-vies. Is that right? Where the sleeveys are hanging down so far. The knees are looking up. They hear footsteps. The knees are hearing footsteps because them sleeves are coming.
Yeah, they're gonna wrap around, go all the way up your leg, and cover your knees.
Sleeves coming.
Yep. When you said knightly robe, I pictured a full suit of armor.
I did too. I was picturing that as well.
Which. You know, feel free to picture that if that's going to help you sleep, listener. Because I'm still here. Haze is still your pillow, and I'm still tiny. I'm living in your nightstand. It's a shoebox.
I'm having trouble kissing you because you're in a full suit of armor. It's hurting me. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want, we can do that.
We can do
I'm kissing you. I'm like, ouch.
I'm trying to get in. I'm getting pinched by the little face mask. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you get your top half through the face mask, but your little butt and legs are hanging out.
I feel a butt coming.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. Bye.